I wanted to do it mostly to continue to develop. It's something that once you, especially once you've left college, which I did about 8 years ago, the impetus to keep working and really training and getting lots of involvement from other people is quite difficult. You know, you can stagnate. So to have a really intensive year with lots of training, forcing me to constantly be at the absolute top of my game, and that was one of the main draws. Partly it's knowing that you can do it. That's been a big change. Having to be consistently consistent is something that I think I've learned over the course of the year. Also, I think one of the most important things in singing that we maybe don't realise when we're younger or until we have to address it is that probably 70% of your singing life involves singing when you don't necessarily want to or feel 100% fit, and you have to be able to pull the same performance on those days as you do on the days where everything is 100%. And I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned over the course of the year. My real challenge came at the end of the year with Tosca. It was something that I really wanted to do and wanted to learn and get under my belt and under my skin. But all the way through the learning process, you're aware that you're working on something that's at the, not the limits of your ability, but that is pushing yourself all the way. And so it was really exciting to get to the end of the process and found that it really worked for me, that it just fit really nicely. And although it was difficult, it wasn't such a challenge that I couldn't meet it. I have to say, the first time I stood up on stage for the Tosca Unwrap and sang through the music that we were doing with the orchestra, I just had such an amazing feeling of joy. That moment of, this is what I should be doing, this is the music I should be singing, this is the place I want to be, where you feel everything just gel. And it sounds ridiculous that that would be in a rehearsal, but that's when you feel most free and most flexible, you know. You're completely relaxed, you're just playing. And so much of what we do is playing, but playing with intent. And that one moment of, oh yes, this is it. That's nice to come at the end of my year, but that really was a kind of, yeah, this is the right place. It is the most amazing year. You are so busy that you learn things about yourself as a singer, as a person. As a performer, you don't have a choice. Things are being thrown at you and you either rise to the occasion or, you know, you sink to the bottom, and we all hope that that never happens. It enables you to learn a huge amount of music and to meet people consistently, you know, to meet the music staff every day and be involved in everything. You know everybody's names, everybody knows you. It's a lovely feeling of belonging. But I would say that it's something you shouldn't hope to do until you really are ready. If you think of it like a finishing school, you already have the tools, you're just being taught to use them properly.